News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the government is set to turn down the opportunity to host the America's Cup yacht race in Cork Harbour. It's a fresh blow to the embattled Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney. Government officials, though, have advised against his plan to host the sailing tournament in his native county. We're joined by Niall Hawes, Commodore of Cove Sailing Club in Cork. Niall, your reaction to this news?
Morning, Shane. Morning, Ciara.
Morning.
Massive disappointment, really, if this is the way it pans out. This was an opportunity for Cork Harbour like we'll never see for the rest of our lives again. The way the America's Cup has fallen, that the New Zealand aren't going to host it at home and the bid goes out, that won't happen again. The benefits to Cork Harbour are absolutely unbelievable. But the bidding that went in was for mostly for infrastructure that was planned anyway. It was just being brought forward. So it's not like we're going to be left with an empty stadium that's going to be like a white elephant for the years to come. So I really can't understand why.
The reason that people are citing, and I have to say, Niall, it's a reason that I have a certain amount of sympathy for, is that it would cost about 200 million quid to host this. And officials are saying it's not remotely clear that we'd get the benefits of that back.
Yeah, 150 million of that was for infrastructure. So, I mean, that was the electrification of the Cork to Cove railway line, the upgrading of Ford Road from Cove joining the Cork, which is, as you know, is a road that's not fit for purpose at the moment. So 50 million really was towards the hosting of it, of which, you know, it was a conservative estimate that 500 million would get back. We'd probably get far higher of that number. With the being in Europe, the sailing fans would have been a lot closer, and flights, you have the United States only 5 hours away. COVID really kind of dampened the numbers for New Zealand because, you know, people weren't able to travel. So their numbers are way off. We would have had an unbelievable showing, especially as soon as the announcement would have been made, they would have showed up a couple of weeks later with started building their bases. Teams would have been testing here for 2 or 3 years. You know, each team would have had about 30 staff on the ground from nearly day one.
I get that. I get there'd be a lot of business for Cork. But, yeah, like, 200 million quid is a lot of business. I mean,
well, 150 million, which is infrastructure that would be used forevermore by the public, you know?
Yeah. Okay, 50 million is still a lot. I mean, you wouldn't be getting 50 million business out of the event.
Over 3 years?
Yeah. Do people watch? I mean, look, you're a keen sailor. I get that. I'm sure you're probably glued to it. I've never watched a minute of the America's Cup. I'm not sure I know anyone who's watched anything, any coverage of the America's Cup. Like, is it, you know, people are saying it's third only to the Olympics and the World Cup. I would question that.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand where people are coming from. Obviously, I'm biased in the fact that I'm really into it, but it's enormous. It's, you know, it's the oldest sporting trophy in the world. It's the pinnacle of the sport. It's basically Formula One underwater. The format has changed in recent years that it's not, you know, it used to be a 2-hour drag race, you know, a couple of miles off and no one could see it, whereas the action now is very exciting. It's a free event, you know, spectators won't have to buy tickets to watch it. They won't have to pay to enter the race village.
Yeah.
And they're up close to the action now, you know.
The other argument I've heard made against it is that people are saying, look, we have poor enough sports facilities still in a lot of areas, a lot of more popular sports, and here, yeah, you'd have a sport that, let's face it, is associated with, you know, the wealthiest in the world, super yachts and so on, and that it would be a bad look to be investing in this when we still have sports facilities in other areas that are poor.
Yeah, well, I mean, from my point of view, I mean, to say that it's an elitist sport is kind of tearing it all with one brush. I mean, I'm not an elitist. I'm the commodore of a sailing club. I don't own a boat. I have a modest government job. You know, anyone can get.
No, fair enough. I accept that. But I suppose these are super yachts we're talking about.
These yachts are the pinnacle of the sport. You know, you wouldn't take the family for lunch on these things, but, you know, the technology that's produced with these trickles down, and in years to come, then, you know, the family boat would have the technology that was first shown on the America's Cup. The facilities that would be built wouldn't be facilitating, you know, the elitists. They'd be facilities that all the public could use.
Okay.
Going forward, you know.
Lost opportunity as far as you're concerned.
100%. really is, yeah.
Okay, Niall, thanks for taking our call this morning. Niall Hawes there, Commodore of Cove Sailing Club in Cork. Let us know if you agree, lost opportunity or a sensible decision. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.